Welcome back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Sam Speck with you as we go through your morning on this Monday. Thanks for spending it right here on 690 AM KGGF. We're joined in studio by Caney Mayor Thomas Burke and City Administrator Fred Gress. Good morning to the two of you.
Morning, Sam.
Morning, Sam.
And yeah, welcome back. As we usually do, we do this every so now and then, right? We kind of go over the commission meeting that you guys have got scheduled up. So really, we got any new business on the commission meeting? What do we got tonight?
Well, we do, Sam. We every year, municipalities, counties, state, you know, we all do audits. And our audit for the 2017 fiscal period for both the city's books and also the public library's books will be presented tonight by a audit representative. It could be Neil Phillips or it could be one of his top-level management assistants that helps with the audits. It's a formalized thing, but it's critical because, you know, there's lots of people out there in Caney and everywhere that challenge that the books are being messed with. Well, my challenge to them is come and see, come and listen, because I can tell you right now the last three fiscal period audits have just been pristine and improving year to year. So it's easy to sit back and argue that, you know, hey, those people are stealing money. Well, come and look, and you're going to find out that there's absolutely no truth to that for the last 3 years. So,
yeah, and that's what people need to realize as well, is because you can complain all day where you think your money is going, but you can really see exactly where it is going. All you have to do is take that extra effort to do it. So like you say, come on out and see it. That's now, the point. How you guys raise that transparency level as well, because you know, there's nothing to hide. There isn't.
Now, this is the first year the library is being presented in public like this. And it's important for people to come and see the audit, come and listen to the auditor. They follow state guidelines, and they're a very, very high-quality audit firm. So citizens of Caney and the surrounding area should know that fact, because they cut no punches. They tell it like it is, which is absolutely necessary to make sure we have total transparency.
Especially, yeah. I mean, obviously, I attend the Independence Commission meetings, and during theirs, regardless of the company, if it was the same or a difference, they're incredibly thorough as well. I mean, they go through the details. They go through the little dots of the I's, crosses the T's. I mean, it's everything. So you're going to get the information that that you're seeking.
Right. And then the next item, we are asking the council to set the August 20th for the budget hearing date. We've been trying to go through budgets, and everybody's busy, and it's difficult. We keep pushing it back, but this is the last time. this they need to set, and we need to move forward to the budget. And if they consider and approve the budget the way it is, there'll be no mill levy increase, and we have not pre-planned any utility rate increases. So that's a positive for the city of Caney, I believe. But at the same time, it may create some short issues when unexpected expenses come up. But we're going to always manage somehow to get through those and work with what we're given. So
yeah, and that's always a tough battle that, you know, is people in your seat do have to battle with, is, you know, the unknown. You don't know exactly what's going to pop up around your town at any random point, whether it is you know, a natural occurrence or it is just some kind of freak occurrence where you have to throw a good amount of dollars towards it to keep your city functioning. And man, that's a tough one. You can't just have a stash of money away. I mean, you can, but it's not as easy to pile that up as many people think.
That's exactly right.
Well, I believe that communities that create unencumbered cash balances just for the sake of creating unencumbered cash balances are wrong. Yeah, you got to have cash balances because of what you just said, but there is a reasonable level. And typically the auditor for 3 years that I've been here has always reminded them that you need to have 3 to 4 months of unencumbered cash available for those things that you can't see in your crystal ball. And over the last 3 years, we've been trying to develop some unencumbered cash for breakdowns, and we're getting there, but it's very difficult, very difficult. You know, related to that, We have two items on the agenda for new business this time around. They're both requests to set public hearings. And the purpose of one public hearing is to present and discuss the application for USDA money to fix the sewer lines. That particular application, we're asking for $3 million, not a small amount of money. But we're also asking them to set a public hearing date for CDBG application. CDBG application will be for grant money, and it too is going to be going towards the sewer project. The sewer project that has been put together is a little over $3.6 million. And should we be successful at getting the applications, both grant money and some loan money, and we don't know what the USDA loan will be until we actually get there and they make the final decisions. But this improvement to the sewer lines will make operating the wastewater treatment plant, which we're getting ready to rehab now, a lot easier and a lot more efficient. So it's going to help us make the plant operate more efficiently at reduced costs. So there hopefully is going to be a savings in the future from that point of view, which we can use to balance the rates that we have to charge.
Now, real quick, because I mean, obviously, I've lived in Kansas only for a year, southeastern Kansas, so I mean, even limited time. Has that been kind of a cash guzzling part of your community for a while now? Is that plant, you know,
well,
the efficiency of the sewage plant?
Or? Yes, it is, because it's easy to demonstrate, unfortunately easy to demonstrate, that the amount of money we do on maintenance at the wastewater plant is just huge. Since I've been here, we've probably ordered 6 or 7 sets of bearings just for the rotors, which is part of the treatment system. And I've got an invoice on my desk now for 2 more sets of bearings just to get us through. And we can't make it until we get the project done. And that's $13,000 just for 4 bearings.
Yeah, it's a $13,000 Band-Aid that you're going to rip off and put another one on later. So.
Yep, and it's been a long time coming, but unfortunately, things weren't taken care of. Mm-hmm. And we're forced to do it, and that's why we're going after grant money. Yeah. We're eligible for grant money, and I suspect we'll get what I would consider a sizable amount of grant. But
good.
I know it's going to be easy for the users, those that pay the fees, to say, well, you didn't get enough grant money. Well, there's limitations and there's rules that you got to follow, and you got to comply. So
there is.
Here we go.
There's really no reason to argue with it either, because grant money is pretty much money just to use at that point. You don't, you know, it's not the set up loans of something. You don't owe you necessarily anything, and it's just, you know, no reason to argue. So at least there's headway with that, and hopefully you guys do, you know, get those you know, in the bag and get that started taking
care
of.
Well, the whole goal is to make the wastewater system a sustainable system with proper maintenance.
Yep.
So, and here's another example of that unencumbered cash that you better have, because the pool is old in Caney. It's a nice pool. It's a small pool, but a lot of people get a lot of enjoyment out of it. Mm-hmm. But it can be very expensive to maintain. And earlier this season, we did have a pump problem, and we were shut down for a couple of days until we fixed the pump problem. But we were able to fix the old pump at the pool, and now we're asking permission to buy a replacement for it. And it's $3,000. But, yeah, we're going to squeeze as much life out of the old one as we can, because we don't want to shut the pool down for, especially today, from what I understand, it's going to be pretty hot.
So. Oh, yeah. It's going to get up there today. And so we're speaking with City Administrator Fred Gress and Caney Mayor Thomas Burke is joining us here on this Monday morning, going through the commission agenda. What else we got up on there?
We're also going to take before the council the 2018 League of Kansas Municipalities annual meeting is October 6th through 8th. We're going to take that before the council and see who's willing to see who wants to go, and lots of things that they can learn.
Yep.
You know, whenever I first got on the council, I had no idea. But after going to this last meeting, it's really eye-opening to find out, you know, what's going on, what to look for, and kind of what to do.
Yeah, and that's the difference, how easy it is to go and get that information, too.
That's right. And, you know, kind of in closing, I I went to one of the local stores and to buy a bag of ice this weekend. It's been, I think, maybe last weekend. And I walked in, and the guy told me, gentleman told me how much it was. And, you know, I kind of made a comment, and he looked at me and said, yeah, it's the high price of that canny water. And I said, well, you know who you just said that to, right? His eyes got real big, and he kind of looked at me, you know, and he said, no. I said, well, I'm the mayor of Caney. Oh, well, I thought that was Chad Bradford. And I said, well, you're about an election too late there. And so, you know,
a little late.
So we get into, we start talking about it, you know, and I said, well, what would happen if this convenience store ran on a zero balance all the time? He said, well, we couldn't make it. And I said, it's the same way with the funds of the city of Caney. Same way with wastewater, same with the water treatment. And yes, we did have to raise prices on that, on those fees that we charge. But it was to gain balances in those accounts to make sure they were self-sustainable so we could replace the bearings, so we could replace the pumps and the different things. And of course, at the end of our conversation, he said, well, I guess it's as high as what maybe I said it was, you know. So we kind of came to grips. But I think sometimes the citizens don't really understand. It wasn't that we just pulled a number out of the air. We actually went through it and looked at it. There's also banks of filters at the water plant that need to be replaced, and those are very expensive. I believe they're around $75,000 for each bank, something like that. So we put money aside to try to replace those too.
And so people get so, you know, red flags immediately go up the second that you give them a big number of money asked for, you know, in, I don't know what conspiracy they get in their head. It's like, are they keeping it? Where are they putting it? Are they stashing it? And like Fred had mentioned, it's as easy as coming out and seeing where the money's going. So it's easy, accessible, and you're right. It is kind of a misconception of maybe where, you know, kind of a hidden number that you guys just came up with. It's like, oh, we need this out of the taxpayers. No, it's a legitimate thing. So good clarification piece on that. So speaking with Thomas Burke and Fred Grice, any final notes here as we hit the bottom of the hour?
No, my only note is, you know, we have very low attendance at these meetings, and these meetings are critical for the operation of the community, and those that want to sit back and hide behind a Facebook page, they need to come out. They're presented. They have the opportunity to get a treasurer statement twice a month, plus all the detailed expenditures and revenues. They can take a look at it. We don't hide anything. And I've said it many times that watch the treasurer statement. Watch the treasurer statement. The mayor mentioned the filter membranes. And we have a reserve fund that we automatically kick a certain amount of money into from each and every utility bill. And all they have to do is watch the number grow. And if it doesn't grow, then they should say something, because it's an automatic transfer. So human hands don't touch it. So
as easy as that. And give it a time and place for that meeting tonight.
Tonight, City Council chambers at 7 o'clock.
All righty, Thomas and Thomas Burke and Fred Gresson here with us this morning. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Not a problem. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.